This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are investigating the center of the web, and we're going wherever the truth takes us. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
This hour, officials say multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein has taken his own life.
Jeffrey Epstein is dead after being found unresponsive at a New York City jail Saturday morning.
After apparently taking his own life.
Officials say that his death was an apparent suicide.
Surveillance video recorded inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center is missing. A camera situated just outside of Epstein's jail cell is unusable.
Footage from at least one camera in the hallway may be too damaged or unusable for investigators.
An FBI crime lab is examining two prison cameras that malfunctioned.
Surveillance video from outside his jail cell, it's gone missing.
Now, this will, of course, raise even more questions about whether the surveillance cameras were purposely tampered with and if Epstein's death was more than just suicide by hanging, as it was ruled in an autopsy.
The Bureau of Prison Guards assigned to monitor Jeffrey Epstein the night he killed himself, they've admitted they falsified records, and they've now made a deal with federal prosecutors. Their sentence, 100 hours of community service.
9 East 71st Street is an extremely historic address right in the middle of New York City. It's the center of a web of a international operation to blackmail not just U.S. government officials, but also top scientists. It's the home address of Jeffrey Epstein and his seven-story sex dungeon palace. InfoWars has been on Epstein's trail for more than 15 years, and the web that emanates out from this address doesn't just control the United States, but many nations across the world. In this investigation, we're going to be bringing you some of the latest information on what the death of Jeffrey Epstein really signifies and the fact that the networks he controlled are still operating today.
Jeffrey Epstein may be dead, but this story isn't. A shocking new report from the New York Times sheds light on the connection between Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the late Jeffrey Epstein.
Tonight, there is a real possibility other Epstein associates could face criminal charges.
That's right, Tom. There's an ongoing investigation into possible accomplices to Epstein's crimes, and there are still thousands of documents in the civil suit that remain under seal. There is an active effort to make those documents public.
Epstein has had several high-profile friendships in the past. President Bill Clinton reportedly rode on Epstein's jet more than two dozen times in the early 2000s.
It's no secret that former President Bill Clinton had a friendly relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Wall Street tycoon Jeffrey Epstein used the Lolita Express to ferry a bevy of beautiful young women. Among the passengers, former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew.
FAA records show that Bill Clinton is on the airplane of Jeffrey Epstein 26 times.
Newly obtained documents show Clinton actually took at least 26 flights on Epstein's private jet to spots around the globe.
Google, Facebook, Twitter, mainstream corporate media, Wikipedia are all covering up what's really happening.
Every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
How many men transporting underage girls came to this keypad and entered the code so that this dungeon door would open? Queen Elizabeth II's son, the Duke of York, or Prince Andrew, was famously caught repeatedly creeping in and out of those doors with young women going in and out. That's how powerful this web of control is.
An investigation by this program into the notorious sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged partner Ghislaine Maxwell has found multiple claims that the pair targeted, groomed, trafficked and sexually abused at least half a dozen young women in the UK over a 10-year period.
For years, the daughter of disgraced media mogul Robert Maxwell lived a rarefied life in the highest echelons of British society. A regular fixture at the most glamorous parties in Mayfair and Knightsbridge, and close to royalty itself. We've pored over thousands of court documents, accounts, books, photographs and videos, and spoken with multiple sources. They reveal that both Maxwell and Epstein regularly visited the UK, where alleged abuse took place.
Hydrofluorolytic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolytic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
Despite the high-profile scandal, all of this seemingly escaped the attention of the police here at Scotland Yard. Until 2015, when a British child abuse campaigner filed a formal complaint claiming that Epstein and Maxwell had trafficked a woman to the UK for sex. The complaint was based on the court testimony of Virginia Roberts, who was just 17 when she said she was pressured by Epstein to have sex with Prince Andrew in London. In a statement, the Met told us they were not the appropriate authority to investigate and that any investigation would be largely focused on activities and relationships outside the UK. In November 2016, they said, a decision was made not to proceed to a full criminal investigation. And that was the end of it. The Met have explicitly denied that Prince Andrew's involvement with Maxwell and Epstein had any bearing on their decision not to investigate fully.
The problem was the fact that once he had been convicted,
you stayed with him.
I stayed with him, and that's the bit that as it were, I kick myself for on a daily basis, because it was not something that was becoming of a member of the royal family. And we try and uphold the highest standards and practices, and I let the side down. Simple as that.
One of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts, has made allegations against you. She says she met you in 2001. She says she dined with you, danced with you at Tramp Nightclub in London. She went on to have sex with you in a house in Belgravia belonging to Ghislaine Maxwell, your friend. Your response?
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady. None whatsoever.
You don't remember meeting her?
No.
And then when you research Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend and the fact that her father worked for British intelligence and the Mossad, and the fact that he was involved compromising members of the British aristocracy, you understand this was a family business the entire time.
In July 2019, Jeffrey Epstein took his own life in a prison in New York. Ghislaine Maxwell disappeared, but was tracked down and arrested in New Hampshire in July last year.
We allege that from at least 1994 through at least 1997, Ms. Maxwell assisted Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of minor girls by helping to recruit, entice, groom, and abuse children under the age of 18.
The 59-year-old is facing up to 80 years imprisonment for her alleged role in procuring four underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse between 1994 and 2004. Ghislaine Maxwell has been denied bail three times now, dubbed a flight risk. She is. Her lawyers have called her confinement conditions horrific due to a lack of drinking water, a sewage stench, and an inability to meet privately with lawyers.
Jeffrey Epstein's longtime confidant Ghislaine Maxwell facing two new charges, including, for the first time,
sex trafficking. The new indictment also adds a fourth alleged victim, saying Maxwell groomed and paid a 14-year-old girl to engage in sex acts with Epstein from 2001 to 2004.
I think when you look at the charges that have been added here, those sex trafficking charges, as you mentioned, you think about those and you think about the potential penalties if she's convicted. Now, she's pleaded not guilty to all the charges in the past. Some of them are on screen right now. But when you look at the sex trafficking charge in particular, in the conspiracy to sex traffic, you look at those charges and you look at the maximum penalties, and it could be effectively a life sentence for her if she's convicted and given the maximum here. So the allegations are very disturbing. This involved allegedly a 14-year-old girl that apparently on numerous occasions she was paid, quote, hundreds of dollars, according to the superseding indictment, to engage in sex acts with Jeffrey Epstein that originally was supposed to be massages for him, and then it turned into to sex acts and sex abuse on behalf of Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, we've seen that in nearly every other victim before, that she was involved allegedly in grooming this young person, that she appeared nude several times in front of this person, made inappropriate comments, also tried to get her to travel with Jeffrey Epstein, even offering the ability to get her a passport, which apparently this alleged victim denied or declined. And also they paid her to recruit other young girls for these massages that would then, of course, later turn sexual. So a series of disturbing allegations.
An affidavit filed in April alleges Epstein and his supposed ex-girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, told a 15-year-old girl to take off all of her clothes and then touched her inappropriately on a massage table at the ranch in 1996. And in a lawsuit filed Tuesday morning, an accuser claims Epstein coerced her to engage in sex acts there between 2007 and 2010. Soon after the well-connected Epstein registered as a sex offender here in New Mexico, state officials informed him that he wasn't required to do so. That's despite having to register in Florida and New York. Official documents from 2010 show that just 2 days after Epstein registered in New Mexico, a legal loophole allowed him to be taken off the list. The reason? The victim in his Florida case was not younger than 16, a condition for registry in New Mexico.
The corrupt system has tried to hide the horrors that have gone on in here. They've tried to block it behind these codes and these big doors. But you and I have blown this thing wide open.
Law enforcement sources say several accusers have come forward in New Mexico, where Epstein owns a sprawling ranch. According to a new report published in the New York Times, Epstein wanted to use the ranch for controlled breeding, using his DNA to improve humanity. Citing two award-winning scientists and an advisor to large companies and wealthy individuals, the article reports Epstein surrounded himself with leading scientists and would tell them he wanted to have 20 women impregnated at a time on the ranch.
Well, tonight we're learning much more about the people Jeffrey Epstein targeted.
The director of MIT's media lab, Joichi Ito, announced Saturday that he is stepping down. He's been facing criticism for his financial ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Three top MIT administrators signed off on donations from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Investigators faulting head lawyer R. Gregory Morgan, fundraising chief Jeffrey Newton, and VP Treasurer Israel Ruiz, saying there were, quote, significant errors in judgment that resulted in serious damage to the MIT community.
Then when I started conversations with the MIT Media Lab about the position that I was applying for, it was explained to me that Joey Ito and Jeffrey Epstein had an existing relationship, and that part of my job would be to help aid that relationship along.
And Epstein's money was purposely marked anonymous. The donations driven by former Media Lab director Joy Ito and mechanical engineering professor Seth Lloyd, who's been placed on leave.
We were expected to keep this quiet at every turn, involving as few people as possible. He was referred to by just his initials, sometimes a pseudonym, but in general we were just supposed to avoid other people learning about this. The visit where he came to the lab, we were expected to keep off books as much as possible.
And according to this report, Epstein visited this campus 9 times since 2013. He was here for 9 times.
I mean, there are apparently hundreds, maybe thousands of hours of closed-circuit TV footage from Epstein's various properties that are still under seal for some reason. Will we ever find out who exactly was involved in whatever scam he was running and what they did?
So the big question is, what's more evil? Skull and Bones? Bohemian Grove? Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile sex dungeon or the larger system that controls it. That's where we're going next. There are a lot of historic locations in New York City, a lot of historic buildings. But this building right here doesn't have any names on it. Doesn't tell you who's based here. Doesn't tell you what business they're engaged in. There's a name on the building for who it was named after over 100 years ago, but that's it. But the decisions that have been made in this building created the modern United Nations we know of today. The Bretton Woods Agreement for world currency and basically every other major governmental system we've seen in the 20th century and now the 21st century.
For 100 years, the Council on Foreign Relations has been helping America play a vital part on the world stage. The Council has served as an invaluable resource for its members, policymakers, and the public by publishing bold new ideas, providing research and a forum for debate, and proposing policies. CFR has helped navigate the challenges of a changing world ever since it was born out of the ashes of a global conflict.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
With Crafting a Path to Lasting Peace. Known as The Inquiry, this project helps guide his vision for the post-war order.
That all people are wedded and devoted to the idea of international justice.
Members of The Inquiry set sail with President Wilson to work the sidelines of the Versailles Peace Conference. Treaty signed, European powers agree to Wilson's idea of a League of Nations. But in the end, the Senate rejects it. Undeterred, members of the inquiry vow to continue encouraging American participation in world affairs. Back in New York, they form the Council on Foreign Relations. While comprised at the time mostly of white Northeastern men, the Council's mission has endured through a century, even as the organization, the country, and the world all changed. It aspires to be a continuous conference on international questions affecting the United States by bringing together experts on statecraft, finance, industry, education, and science.
It lies at the corner of Park Avenue and East 68th Street in New York City, an organization publicly created by British intelligence with the express goal of merging the British Empire with the United States. And it's right here in New York City. It's got an American flag flying right there above it. But this building was established working with a foreign intelligence agency in 1922. This building is the Pratt House. This building is the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And so this is the important thing to, I think, understand, that this left-right paradigm is a... It's a political ploy. It works very well for those who know what they're doing. We find that the Republican Party and the Democrat Party both are pretty much in the hands of a relatively small group of people with a membership of about 4,000. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations. These are the people that are really pulling the strings in both the Republican and the Democrat Party. And they've even written about it. There's a fellow by the name of Carol Quigley, who's a former history professor at Georgetown University. And he comes to a very interesting point in one of his books where he says, okay, this is the way the real world is. He said, how is it that we collectivists, we elitists, how can we rule the world when at the same time we want to let the average person think that they're living in a, quote, democracy? They're living in a system where their vote counts. And he answers the question brilliantly. He said, it's very simple. You've got to have two major political parties, and they'll both have the same major goals, the same basic fundamental principles, and they'll argue with each other on the surface with slogans and leadership and style and all of that sort of thing. He said, but we will control them both.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas. subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
CFR exists, the Trilateral Commission exists, and it's a, quote, conspiracy of ideas. This is an ideological battle. Some people believe in globalism. Others of us believe in national sovereignty. And there is a move on toward a North American Union, just like early on there was a move on for a European Union, and it eventually ended up. So we had NAFTA and moving toward a NAFTA highway. These are real things. It's not somebody made these up. It's not a conspiracy. They don't talk about it, and they might not admit about it, but there's been money spent on it. There was legislation passed in the Texas legislature unanimously to put a halt on it. They're planning on millions of acres taken by eminent domain for an international highway from Mexico to Canada, which is going to make the immigration problem that much worse. So it's not so much a secretive conspiracy. It's a contest between ideologies, whether we believe in our institutions here, our national sovereignty, our constitution, or are we going to further move in the direction of international government, more UN. You know, this country goes to war under UN resolutions. I don't like big government in Washington. So I don't like this trend toward international government. We have a WTO that wants to control our drug industry, our nutritional products. So I'm against all that, but it's not so much as a sinister conspiracy. It's just knowledge is out there. If we look for it, you'll realize that our national sovereignty is under threat.
And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
The Royal Institute of International Affairs is the main roundtable group that in the early 1920s created its first major offshoot, the Council on Foreign Relations. And it also set up similar chapters in India, in different nations in Africa, Latin America, Asia, the Middle East, all across Europe. This is the predecessor of the Bilderberg Group, of the Davos Group, and and all of these other major global organizations that are pushing the Great Reset. And they go in per country and recruit thousands of the best and brightest in academia, banking, science, the military, and get them on board with their global operation. And as long as you agree with them, as long as you go along with their plan to transfer national power to unelected multinational corporations and governments, you will be pushed upwards through the ranks.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, edible Patriot points, X3, 60% off free shipping, edible Patriot points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it runs the M4. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The black bell ring of Jeffrey Epstein is just one of many across the United States and the world that go out and compromise leading scientists and academics with underage girls so that they will go along with this agenda. Because some people can't just be bought off with money. They've got to be set up. They've got to have their weaknesses used against them. So, this is a project of the British Empire. This is a project of Cecil Rhodes. This is a project of the Council on Foreign Relations. And everything that comes out of that, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, Davos, the UN, all promote the exact same agenda.
This year's World Economic Forum has moved online. It's time to look at the big picture and work collectively. That's the message from day one of Business Bonanza, the Davos agenda.
More than 11,000 scientist signatories from around the world clearly and unequivocally that our planet Earth is facing a climate emergency. Climate change is more severe than predicted, and it's accelerating faster than scientists were expecting.
We collected two sets of data over the last 40 years, things like population growth, fertility rate, and meat consumption. And then in parallel, we also looked at atmospheric CO2, nitrous oxide, methane, ice melting.
The data is looking much worse than expected. So what we have in this paper is a call to action. Reducing carbon dioxide emissions dramatically, stopping deforestation and planting a lot of trees, reducing meat. And finally, we talk about curbing the population explosion, for example, educating girls and young women about family planning options.
Sustainable Development Goals. You see that rainbow circle symbol? That's a sun symbol or an ancient swastika symbol. And that's what Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and all of them wear. And their goals are basically the end of humanity as we know it. The end of poverty, because most people are going to be dead.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, well, it was like the Super Friend. Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
That much money, that much power around one table. It begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination?
This group, together for 6 hours, was talking about charity, education, emergency relief, global health, the new Superman and Wonder Woman, the super rich friends. Not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless.
Apparently, one of the things they discussed was what each of them knows about what really works and what doesn't work, so they can concentrate their resources.
So we will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increased by the end of the year. So we have to prepare for a more angry world, and I see the need for action. I see the need for a great reset.
It's important to understand that the UN has a lot of good people working for it, just like every institution does. But it was founded by very, very evil globalists who want to get man to give over our nature that is inclined to love God and to allow a scientific system to take control of our trajectory, to give up our will to them so that these engineers can play God. So I think it's fitting that we have sirens going off in the background because this is an emergency. Here we have the United Nations promoting to us their world system. Will food become a streaming service? other modifications have been going on for more than 70 years that they're now declassifying. What should the world's diet be? So the United Nations is telling you, we're going to tell you what your diet is. And they tell you, you will eat bugs. You will drink sewage. You will have nothing. You will own nothing. And you will like it.
Imagine a world where the richer you are, the less you own. A world where a fancy car, a large house, and expensive clothes cease to be a status symbol and become a burden. How would life look like? With no belongings, no commodities, no wallet, no assets or property. A world where the only things you can buy are services and experiences.
The phrase, you will own nothing and you will be happy. My question is, if I don't own anything, then who does? Who controls the resources? Well, it seems like the most obvious answer is the very people who practically own everything now, i.e. members of the World Economic Forum. No conspiracy, just factual and well-stated intentions.
Is it possible to own nothing but have everything?
The problem is with this video is it's the exact mood of like a dystopian thing that you'd be sort of forced to sit and watch with matchsticks holding your eyes open in a great big terrifying cinema. We will own nothing and we will be happy. Sounds like a terrifying, not Orwellian, but sort of Huxleyan idea that we will be somered into compliance, drugged by a sort of a magical substance in our water, into dumb compliance with the objectives of the powerful while we live as kind of human drones.
Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebs would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Bertrand Russell.
H.G. Wells, Aldous Huxley, Bertrand Russell, and hundreds of other eugenicists constantly bragged about how the establishment believed themselves to be a separate, more advanced species than the common man. Top eugenicists were bold enough to admit that their real goal was not improving the heredity of the commoner, but to further dumb them down so that they could be more manageable. Nobel Prize winner Russell wrote at length about how vaccinations filled with mercury and other brain-damaging compounds would induce partial chemical lobotomies and develop a servile zombie population.
Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Bertrand Russell.
As a technology product designer, I've started to notice the shift from physical products to digital services. I believe that as objects become smarter, infused with bits of intelligence and technology, they will transform into services, swapped, shared, used, in the same social way we swap digital media.
Aujourd'hui, au bout de ça, on parle de puces qu'on pourra s'implanter, ce sera quand ça?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
D'abord, on va les implanter dans nos vêtements, c'est-à-dire wearables, comme on le dit. Et après, on pourrait s'imaginer qu'on les implante dans nos cerveaux ou dans notre peau. Et à la fin, peut-être il y a une communication directe entre notre cerveau et le monde digital. Ce que nous voyons, c'est une sorte de fusion du monde physique, digital et biologique.
That is the official policy of the UN and their spokesperson, Klaus Schwab, who formerly headed up a major United Nations department. So what should the world's diet be? Will sustainability create equality? Oh, they want to make us all equally enslaved. Will machine learning regrow ancient forests? You see, they're going to play God. They're going to take control of your cells, your body. This is their religion of transhumanism. Should we patent nature? Well, Bill Gates is already doing it. Is farming political? Why is Bill Gates the biggest landowner in the United States? Why are they buying up the food? Why are they telling us we're soon going to be eating bugs?
billion people around the world supplement their diet with insects. Now a new report says creepy crawlies can help avoid a potential global food crisis.
Communes instead of cities? Big plastic camps that we all live in where computers tell us how we live? That's going to be fair, but who programs the computers? That is the program, the plan, the operation being pushed by these transhumanists who've set themselves up as the priest class, as the gods, and we must bow down to them and give up our humanity as sacrifices to them, and then they will dole out the advanced technology like Moses from the mountain down to us mere mortals.
We are now still fighting survivors, but we can be rather optimistic after what we have seen with the announcement of vaccines. Now we have to think how to structure, how to design the post-corona era. And here, of course, the word reset comes to my mind, because one thing is clear, we cannot come back to the old normal. We have to use this opportunity, as our parents and grandparents have done after the World War II, to really reflect on what went wrong and what could we do better.
There's only one more thing the UN loves more than pedophilia, sex slavery, and human trafficking, and that's genocide. They've executed and ran genocides in Africa, in Asia, and in Latin America. It's their job with UN peacekeepers to go in and kill whole villages that won't turn their property over. It's their job to carry out the forced inoculations. They ran the Rwandan massacre in the early 1990s, working with the Clintons. The United Nations is the greatest criminal organization the planet has ever seen, and it fits like hand in glove with the communist Chinese, North Koreans, and other authoritarians across the world. The United Nations was a criminal organization founded by eugenicists, globalists, for the express goal of a tyrannical, oppressive world government to carry out forced depopulation. The United Nations is the enemy of every man, woman, and child, and every sovereign state. The United Nations is the sword of death.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
The economy is not going to be anything like it was. It's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
An epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths. Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
What else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario, because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is, okay, I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now,
too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
You know where the CIA tunes in, right? You know where the Russians tune in. You know where everybody tunes in, right? You know who Tucker Carlson tunes into, and Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. You know where they tune in, right? They tune in right here.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I've got a proposal for viewers and listeners that is one of the most important proposals you'll ever get in your life. I know how good it works because I finally listened to Dr. Edward Grubb 7-8 years ago. When he said to me, Alex, you're exercising a lot, but you're overweight.
You probably have a deficiency in high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound into the soil or into the food. You're not absorbing it. Most people have iodine deficiencies. He showed me articles where the UN admits that 2 billion-plus people have cognitive disabilities and lower IQ because of low iodine in utero and after they were born and as adults. And so I finally started taking Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. But he was the only guy to ever actually go out and find an oil company that was digging it out of the ground at 7 to 12,000 feet versus most folks getting it out of seaweed, which still has some good effects, but not as good as what he had. Well, we have it today, and that's Survival Shield X2. Survival Shield X2 is the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. It's 100% Deep Earth Crystal True Nation Iodine. But then we developed, working with other scientists, X3. Now, I'm not saying X2 is better than X3. They're apples and oranges. And we have X2 at 50% off in stock with free shipping right now, part of our 4th of July super sale. But I was able to get in a bigger order of X3 because it's become a big seller over the years. It's got the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine with two other types of clean, good iodine that are better for some people than just one type of iodine. Some people can't absorb the pure iodine, the atomic iodine, and they need the other types of naturally occurring iodine. This has all three, so it's apples and it's oranges. It's not, is an apple better, is an orange better? Or is a potato better, or a tomato better? Or are black grapes better than green grapes? Or is this type of squash better than that squash? It's two different things, ladies and gentlemen. I'd liken it to regular yellow gold being gold, and you have white gold. It's gold, it's just silver looking. I mean, it's very similar, but it's two different things at the molecular level. And that's just my goofy way of breaking it down. So I want to challenge listeners, and I want to challenge viewers to support the broadcast. Hell, go to InfoWarsStore.com, right in the middle section right there. You can become a sponsor, make a one-time gift of $10, $50, $100 to fund us. That way, after credit card fees and stuff, we get about 95% of it to actually fund what we're doing. If you make a $5 donation, we get over $4 of it. With the products, we only get a fraction of that because obviously we got to pay for the shipping and the handling and the crew and the infrastructure and the cost of the product. So what I'm saying is we can't do this without you. And we've got really, really, really great products that will empower you and your family at the very same time. And those are X2 and X3. If you don't know about the bad halogens, fluoride, bromide, chlorine, there's a whole list of them. They hurt you. They give you cancer. They take over your thyroid. They take over your hypothalamus. They attack your organs. And if your body doesn't have iodine, it will absorb the bad halogens that Big Brother and the New World Order make sure in everything we do. And all these products, all the plastics and the water. So the good part about having this iodine is it blocks those and pulls those out of the body. So for adults, for children, for everybody, you need these iodine products, X2 and X3, 50 and 60% off respectively with free shipping, double Patriot points through July 4th, and your purchase funds the operation. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now and order X2 and X3 and some of the other great products. Thank you all for your support.
Ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons, and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to, I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with